Hello, everyone. I'm coming at you from somewhere around 30,000 feet. Just wanted to remind you that Matt and I are headed for the land of sunshine. So in our place this week, we have a special little treat for you. Some familiar voices have decided to launch their own podcast called Fort Worth Famous, in which they explore and talk about all the cool things Fort Worth has to offer, as well as a little bit of girl talk on the side. We are honored to bring you this pilot episode, and we hope you enjoy what Susie and Ivy are cooking up. Matt and I will be back next week with the boys from Bruce Magnus, as long as the plane doesn't go down somewhere over the Southwest. And for the record, Matt and I do fly on separate planes just in case something were to happen, like royalty or important diplomats or the president, vice president, too. Anyway, without further ado, here is the first episode of Fort Worth Famous. Enjoy.
This episode of Fort Worth Famous is brought to you by Geist Note, the Jerry Jonestown Massacre Podcast, and Plastic Object Photography. And now, here are two California girls who have become Fort Worth Famous, Ivy Anderson and Susie Rameau.
Just gonna start off by saying I love that intro.
Me too. I also love that I come first.
Yeah. I know, I thought about that. I was like, should we switch those names up? And then no. I was like, nah, forget it. So welcome to the inaugural episode of Fort Worth Famous. I'm Susie.
And I'm Ivy.
And we're pretty stoked to be here today. So first we want to thank Geist Note for sponsoring our show. Kevin Geist provide us with these microphones, cables, everything we need to get this thing recorded. But today we're recording out of the Jerry Jonestown Massacre Podcast Temple, which Ivy said we need to call the cottage.
I think I said the bungalow.
Oh yeah, the bungalow.
I was thinking about this on the drive up here, and I definitely said the bungalow.
You did.
My
say,
house is the treehouse.
Yes.
Where we will be normally recording.
Yes. Normally we will be recording in the treehouse, but for today, maybe the next couple episodes, we will be in the bungalow, also known as the Temple of I. Thank you, Jerry Jonestown Massacre Podcast people.
Right. And thank you to Joe and Rebecca for designing our logo.
Oh, yes.
Because I'm obsessed with it, and I show it to everybody.
So do I. It's so great. I love it. It looks just like us.
I know. I'm so cute. My hair's pink. Which now I think I need.
It's exactly what I said, too. I'm so cute. Look at those glasses. So good job, Joe and Rebecca. And there'll be great t-shirts and stickers.
Oh, we're going to have t-shirts?
Oh, yeah, totally.
Love that for us.
Me, too. Hopefully people will buy them and wear them all around town.
I'll just give them to people. Don't buy it from us. Here, have a t-shirt.
We have a friend who makes t-shirts, so this is,
do
is
we?
Good for us. Yeah, James Jimmings from Dufort Records.
Oh.
He has a t-shirt company.
Oh.
Who knows what it's called? Do you know what it's called? Nope.
No.
Nobody knows.
Nobody knows.
That's all right.
But we'll figure it out.
Yeah, we can text James and say, hey, let us, you know, do this. So, we're going to take this episode and just kind of introduce ourselves and introduce the podcast and talk about what we want to do with it and why we're doing it. So, I guess first we should talk about the why. So, everybody who's probably listening, which is maybe five people, knows, Jeffrey Lord decided to stop doing Funky Town Podcast late last year, and we did our final episode in October and had the Thanksgiving Day party. Thank you, Ivy, for that name.
Welcome.
In the beginning of November, and then that was it. He left the podcast feed open so that other people can load their podcasts onto it, but so far as him doing his own, he's like, I I've got, I want to focus on fishing and my family, really his family, family first and then fishing.
Hashtag priorities.
Yeah. Hashtag priorities. And so he was like, I would really, my preference would be for somebody to take over the podcast, but nobody could take over the Funky Town podcast. No. Because that is Jeff Lord. Jeff Lord is the Funky Town podcast, and he had people there doing the podcast with him and, you know, supporting characters, but he is the Funky Town podcast. I mean, like, that logo,
yeah,
it's iconic.
Yeah.
So we were
so
like,
we couldn't take over.
No.
But we could start a new one.
Yes. And that was Ivy's suggestion, was let's start a new one. And so we started talking about, like, well, what could we do? What would we talk about? Like, do we have a focus? Because, you know, Jeff focused on things in the near south side of Fort Worth and the music community and art community. And I was like, I want to keep doing music. And, you know, so we were pretty excited about coming up with some good topics. And then we started talking about the name. What would we call it? And Ivy pops off with
Fort Worth Famous. Duh.
Which, duh. I think she might have even thrown in the duh when she said Fort Worth Famous. So, and the story behind that is pretty funny as well. Do you want to tell it?
Sure.
Okay.
So, do I call you Mom? I mean, yeah. I guess I'm going to call you Mom. That's your name.
You can call me Mom.
Mom won an award and would not let me and my siblings forget it. And she was like, wow, I'm so Fort Worth Famous now. And so I made you that shirt.
Yes.
That says Fort Worth Famous because you would not let it go.
Yeah.
And then when it was time to come up with a name, I was like, this is, it has to be this. Like, what else would it be? Because, yeah, you're, I mean, I guess you're kind of Fort Worth Famous, but.
A little bit, so.
Acknowledged by Fort Worth Weekly Magazine, is that the
one? Yes, Fort Worth Weekly, and the Star Telegram. Don't forget about those nominations.
Oh, yeah.
Favorite local afternoon show and radio host.
How could I forget all your accolades?
Yeah. Could you please keep them coming my way?
I'm so sorry.
Man, 2018 was my year.
Yeah. You let it go to your head for 2019.
I sure did.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, have you met me?
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, but it's the perfect name. And so what we really want to talk about besides ourselves, because, you know, is all of the things that make Fort Worth famous.
Yes.
Because we love this town. People, you know, would ask me if I ever want to move, like, back to California, or my family's now a lot in Utah, if I would want to move to Utah. And I'm like, no, I love, love, love Fort Worth. I love everything about it. I love how it feels cozy and like a big city, and how everywhere we go, it feels like home. We've got friends, you know, basically everywhere. Like, when we go even out to dinner, mm-hmm. our favorite Egyptian restaurant, the owner comes out and makes sure everything's okay and, you know, what we want. So shout out King Tut on Magnolia in the near south side.
The
really best.
If, like, you love grilled vegetables, that's where you need to be eating.
It will change your life for sure. And so I think it's great. And so we've sat down and we've talked about a lot of different topics that we would like to come up with, or not that we'd like to come up with, that we would like to talk about, the things that we feel help make Fort Worth famous and this city that we love. So anybody out there listening, if you've got a topic that you think that we should add to this rotation, just let us know. Visit our Facebook page, www.facebook.com/Fort Worth Famous.
If you don't know Facebook's URL, are you living under a rock? Also, quickly coming will be the Instagram, which I'm so excited about.
Yeah, Instagram set up, but you need just access to it and to start.
I found so many murals that I want.
Very cool.
To focus on.
I love this aesthetic that you're going for.
Thank you.
You're
it's
so
like it's
welcome.
My job.
So, so some of the topics, I want to just kind of talk about them real quick, if that's cool with you.
That's fine.
All right.
Spoiler alerts, I guess.
Yeah, spoiler alerts. But so some of the topics that we're thinking about doing is the art scene, of course. Museums and galleries, different music venues, dive bars versus posh bars, because I'm a dive bar kind of a gal.
And I'm a actual bar kind of girl.
We want to talk about iconic Fort Worth locations. Those places that everybody who comes to visit Fort Worth, they have to go to that spot. We want to talk about different events that are happening around Fort Worth. There's several every year. There's the Stock Show and Rodeo, the Arts Goggle.
Open Streets, personal favorite.
Yes. Why is that one your personal favorite, Ive?
I love the skateboarding. I could watch that down by the hospital end, like, literally all day.
It's pretty fun, huh?
I mean, yeah, I go wander the actual booths and stuff.
Yeah.
My friends are there. But then if you need to find me, I'll be watching the skateboarders.
Right. Yeah. Because they've got a quarter pipe out there and they've got all the different street boxes.
Yeah. They had a Vans box last year. Wait, was that last year? The year before?
I don't even know.
I think it was last year. And the year before? Anyways, I was excited. I was like, oh my gosh, it's a shoe box. I love that. It's my most favorite pair of shoes.
Yep. So growing up, Ivy had a half pipe in her backyard that she would skate 70s style, which would always crack me up. And all the boys in her class would always be like, you can skate. She'd be like, yep, half pipe. You can do ramp. No other. But
I heard they're making a new, they're trying to get it approved, a new skate park in the near south side. Like a whole big setup with like a music venue, and then they're going to add a skate park. Right, they're trying to make them. They're trying to raise the money for it. I think they have to raise like $600,000, and then the city's going to match the other $600,000.
Very cool.
And then they'll make this whole big thing.
I love that.
Yeah,
I really like that a lot.
I'll find the link.
Okay, find the link
because it's legit.
Okay, cool. Post it to our Facebook page.
Oh, okay.
If people want to donate to that, help that endeavor happen, because that's good. Skate parks are known to make everything better. So, and then we've got local bands that we know and love that we'd like to bring in, and people.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm pretty excited about all of this. All right. Want to talk a little bit about us?
Okay. Okay. My favorite topic, yeah. Myself.
Yeah. Go ahead with you.
Oh, I don't even know where to start. It's my favorite topic, but where do you begin?
I don't know.
I feel like... Okay. my name's Ivy, of course. I'm 28. Somebody asked me the other day, and I was like, 27? 20? No, I'm 28. I just turned 28.
I'm always like, stick with like 42 or something. I'll be like, wait a second. That's not how old I am.
Well, let me tell you that I was at my dad's house the other day, uh-huh. And he tried to tell me that I was 30, and I about left. Because I was like, I may not always get what age I am, but I am not 30, okay?
Almost.
No, not almost.
You're going to be there sooner than you think.
Stop it.
You've got like a year and a half. Oh my gosh. And then you're 30.
I hope you enjoy doing this podcast with somebody else. That was rude.
Threat.
I work at a fertility clinic, so we talk about that, like, all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I love hanging out in Fort Worth. Very I was cute. Just talking to my siblings about buying a house.
Mm-hmm.
And Brian was like, oh, my gosh, they're so cheap in Grand Prairie. And I was like, oh, yeah. And that's not that far of a drive. Like,
mm-hmm.
No, I don't want to live there. I love living right in the middle of Fort Worth.
Well, and that was one of the things when I was looking at buying a house. I could have gone. And I went to the east side, which is a very... affordable location, we'll say that. But I definitely wanted to be in Fort Worth. I wasn't looking outside of Fort Worth at all.
No.
So the other neighborhood I was looking at was Meadowbrook. You know, by the...
Yeah, we've discussed this. Mm-hmm. You cannot live there.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I like it, though.
No.
Yeah, no. If I buy another house, it'll be probably near Southside-ish.
No.
Yeah, which would be awesome.
I don't know. I'm not very good at, like, sitting down and spouting off. Like, here are all these fun facts about me. I don't like chocolate. I have a weird phobia of babies not having enough toes. Like,
you worry about that?
I don't like to be touched. I do. And when I see pictures of... Okay, it's a freaky thing. And I just discovered it the other day. Okay. Also, turns out Katie has the same phobia.
Really?
When I see pictures of babies, I count their toes. Because I am very concerned that they're not going to be born with all of them.
Wow. Well, I wonder where this came from.
I don't know.
That's so bizarre.
But I didn't realize that I was doing it until Katie tweeted about it. And I was like, and she's like, and honestly, I don't know what I would do if somebody didn't have the right amount. Apparently she counts fingers and toes. I'm not really worried about fingers.
She did do that with the baby the other day.
So it's counted.
Our good friend Joe Tacky and his wife Amanda had a baby on the 9th. And so Katie and I were able to go visit the baby on the 10th. And she did. She counted fingers and toes.
Yeah.
It was
cute. It's concerning. And
see,
cute.
But I never even thought about that. See, I would go the opposite way. I would say too many. I would be freaked out. Like, what if they have too many?
Well, I mean, it's all the same. What if you don't have enough? What if you have too many?
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah.
They say that, like, having an extra pinky is a sign of being a witch.
No, see, I don't.
You don't?
You cannot have extra extremities.
Are
I will
sure?
freak out.
Would you let your child keep the extra extremities?
No, we're getting that taken off. I don't care what it is. Foreskin.
I was just
fingers,
that, like foreskin.
Toes. It's all coming off.
It's all out.
Like, all of that extra stuff I cannot do.
That is so funny.
We were talking about it at work the other day about all these things that like drive me crazy. I don't like to be touched. I don't like chocolate.
The,
I don't like
the not touching one is really concerning to me. Because I am a toucher.
I can't.
I know. But I'm getting used to it, I guess. That you don't like to be touched.
All 28 years of my life and you're just now okay with this.
I just force you to touch me. It's all right.
Yeah, Katie wanted to hold my hand today and I was like, stop it.
You do good that when you're out at shows with Katie, you pretty much keep a
hand on her.
Well,
I need to know where
times.
She is. Yeah. Katie will wander.
She gets that from her mama.
Anyways, I think it's your turn. That's enough about me.
That's one of the things that I love is going to local shows, going to art galleries, going adventuring around Fort Worth. There is so much cool stuff to do around here. And so I got into the Fort Worth music scene when I was dating a guy who was a musician and he had a lot of friends. McAllister played drums.
Was a musician?
Yeah.
Wow.
So
when I had no idea.
When he was at TCU.
Thought he just hung out.
No, when he was at TCU, he played in a bunch of different bands, knew a lot of people, such as Caleb and Teresa Stanislaw, and we would go to their shows. Although he wasn't playing at that time, but like he went to school with Matt Mabe and so we'd go see Quaker City Nighthawks and we'd go, you know, one of his professors was in a band. So we'd go to that and it was a lot of fun. And I realized I really liked it. And then when we broke up, I didn't know what to do with my life. And that's a little dramatic, but, one of the things I could do was go to local shows because they were either $5 or free. And so I started really getting into the music scene and I love it. And it took me a couple of years to talk Ivy into going to her first show, but Jeff Lord and I finally got her to go out to Lola's to see Mean Motor Scooter.
Yes. The loves of my life.
I'm glad that you acknowledge that. Do you have a favorite scooter?
You know, no. I love them all the same.
That's what I say about my kids, too.
I love them all the same. Rebecca is my favorite.
And she's a fairly new addition to the scoot.
I will put them in order for you sometime.
Okay. I like this idea. Maybe when we have them come on the show.
The order changed. It used to be different.
Really? We've got a new order of favorites for Ivy, for me, Motor Scooter. But
that was so fun, that show at Lola's.
Yeah, it really was so fun. And then meeting Jeff really got me even more into the local music scene because his podcast was so focused on it. And he and I became friends before I started going on the podcast. And one night he had me go to the Grotto to see Henry the Archer. And I can't remember who I was playing with Henry the Archer, but I was just like, this is awesome. And we had so much fun. That was my first time hanging out with Dustin, too.
Didn't Brian and Katie go to the Grotto with you?
Brian and Katie have gone to the Grotto with me several times, yes. Did you ever go?
Mm-mm.
No, never?
I went to the Grotto one time for Deb's birthday party.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I think. And you met me out there. Didn't you?
Well, I went to the Grotto for a show, and you were next door at Studio 80.
That's where Doug's party. Was. Yes.
And who was I with? I feel like I was with Letty or somebody.
Somebody.
And we went and crashed the party.
Yes.
We thought it was hilarious that we were going to go crash your friend's birthday party. But turns out she loved me, so it was good.
Oh, my gosh.
And then I said, come to the Grotto.
Yeah. Come I think that's the only time I've been to the Grotto.
Oh, yeah. That was a great
And I actually
venue.
Think I was only in the front. I don't recall going inside.
Oh. You didn't go in the big front room? Mm-hmm.
I never saw the Grotto before it ended.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's how I was with the Rec Room. Never saw the Rec Room before it ended.
What's the Rec Room?
See, exactly. It was a music venue in Fort Worth that was around. After we moved here, it was around, but I didn't know about it. It wasn't on my radar.
Oh.
So I never went.
Well, you know, part of that time I was in high school, so I was focused on other things.
Like football and boys.
Yeah, both of those. In that order.
Yep.
And bonus points if you were involved in both.
So, I don't know. I love Fort Worth. I'm glad that we're doing this. So, so this first episode, we're just going to kind of shoot the shit for a little bit, too.
I came up with a different name for that.
For shoot the shit?
Yeah. Dang it.
What did I call it?
It'll come to me.
Okay.
But I was like, oh, that's way cuter.
So, oh my gosh, I just totally went blank, but that's all right. This episode is going to be called Famous Firsts because it's our first episode. So yeah. I was wondering, have you had any firsts that happened for you this week where you're like, I've never.
This week.
Let me tell you, I had a roasted avocado quesadilla last night. Changed my life.
Oh, you told me kind of about that.
I never knew that you could roast avocados. Oh my gosh. I don't know why I didn't think about it, but holy crap, it was so great.
Oh, I got a gel pedicure for the first time.
Really? So it's like a gel manicure, but they do it on your toesies?
Oh, you could put your shoes right back on at the end of it.
Wow.
Yes, life changing. I don't know how I'm going to go back to regular. I probably won't, actually, let's be honest. I spent a little bit of money at the nail salon yesterday, but
your nails look super cute.
Thank you. You're and welcome. I've got matching gel toes.
Nice.
And like I can't mess it up. That's my favorite part, because that's the number one thing I will do is like look
mess up toes.
Those pedicure flip-flops are no good.
No.
And then it's just a disaster from there on out.
Oh man.
So
after we went and saw the baby, Katie and I went and got pedicures,
mm-hmm.
and we had on little pedicure flip-flops, which are, as you know, the worst. And then we decided to start driving home, and do you remember what happened Friday night?
I was getting my hair done.
We had a tornado come through.
Oh, yeah. I was getting my hair done with the hair dryer over my head, and I'm getting blown up. Like, are you safe? Are you fine? And I was like, well, if I die in Ulta, that's pretty on brand for me. So here we are.
So we had to go get gas in my car because I had like 8 miles left.
Yeah.
So we stop at the QT.
Oh, no. With the pedicure flip-flops on?
Right. So I sheltered at the QT for a little bit. And then Katie was like, we need to start making our way home. Like, it's not so bad. Maybe nothing's going to hit us. So we're driving home and she's like, I'm hungry. Let's go to the Taco Bell. So we drive through the Taco Bell. And as we're in the Taco Bell, like literally, there's no rain. It's like,
oh no,
it's perfect.
The eerie part that's like right before a tornado hits.
Yeah.
And I've never actually seen that, but I've heard that's a thing.
It was terrifying. And then the sirens start going off and this rain is coming down and we've gotten our food. So I have to drive home.
Katie texted me all irritated that the siren's going off while you guys are trying to order. Like, it inconvenienced her that the siren is going off.
Man, and tornadoes are no joke. Like, so being from California, I'm good with earthquakes,
mm-hmm.
super good with wildfires. I knew exactly what to do.
Yeah.
But a tornado scares the crap out of me.
Because we were not properly trained.
Exactly. And fools from Texas, like, it's tornadoing out. And
they're
like,
outside.
And they're like, let's take out the drone and video it. Like, what? Seriously? It's the scariest thing ever. And it's dark. Because it's like,
oh, yeah.
6 o'clock-ish.
Because it's the worst time of year right now.
Well.
Winter.
Yeah. For those of you that don't know, Ivy gets sad For sure. Yeah. And so I wait till the winter solstice, and then I start knowing it's like the light is coming back. Yeah. And I know I'm not going to, that you're not going to be sad for very much longer. But yeah, so it's dark and I'm like trying to figure out where I'm driving, and Katie's laughing at me. She's like, "You're in the middle of the road." And I was like, "I feel like I'm kind of close to these headlights that are coming towards me."
Oh my gosh, Mom.
So then we get home.
I've only had that experience happen to me one time. Sammy Kidd was in the car with me. He had to yank the wheel.
Were you inebriated?
No, absolutely not. But it was dark and my depth perception was a little off.
Thank you very much for acknowledging the fact that depth perception at night sometimes isn't the greatest.
Okay, but I do just fine. That's why we call it your death perception, because you are going to die one of these times because you don't know what's going on after dark.
I literally one time almost turned right into one of those barricades because I thought that was the opening of the street. Oh,
one of my friends did that to me one time, and I about peed my pants in the car. I was like, we're about to Chinese fire drill at this light so that you can get out of the driver's seat because I'm not dying tonight with you.
Katie was like, oh my gosh, let me just drive. And I was like, no, I'm already almost home. So we get there and I was like, should we just sit in the car and eat our food, you know, while we wait for this rain to pass? And she's like, who knows how long it'll take? So we hop out of the car. I'm in those little flip flops running to the house, and I get in and I totally slip slide because those flip flops, you know, first off, I'm just running through rain, water.
It's like a slip and slide, yeah, in your house.
Not only that, but I just got a pedicure, so my feet are all lotioned up.
Oh, and yeah. Wet. Oh, no. That was a recipe for disaster.
Yeah, for sure. Man, mm-hmm. It was scary.
Yeah.
It was so scary.
I think that's the only first I had this week.
So driving through a tornado for you or anything?
No, I've done that before already. With Max in the car. Poor little dude.
Hey, we had a first this week. The first episode of the last season of Schitt's Creek.
I know.
Let's talk about it.
Okay.
What'd you think?
You know, I was a little disappointed.
Talk to me.
Only because, and I think I figured it out, I binge watched it. Thank mm-hmm. you, Allison. Binge watched it until I was like waiting for the new season to start. And I know that there were episodes that I could have like just blocked out of my brain as just not being as funny.
Mm-hmm.
But in my overall like assessment of Schitt's Creek, it's so funny that like I just remember laughing like all the entire episode the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
And this one I kind of was like, Like, I'm all for the cute brother-sister moments. Adorable. Right. But that's what I'm here for. I'm here for watching you, like, ew, David, the whole time.
We need the t-shirt. Ew, David.
Yeah. But, I mean, overall, like, I'm super excited for the rest of the season. But I have heard that the last couple of episodes will, like, literally tear your heart out.
Oh, yeah. So I've been watching, like, the behind the scenes, like, the round tables of mm-hmm. everybody talking. And, you know, like, they're like, when was the last time you cried? You know, and they were like, today, you know, well, why? It was the last episode.
Yeah, see, yeah, so I'm not mentally prepared for that. I'm probably going to sit recorded on my TV for a little bit.
Yep. So it's on Pop, yeah. Which we get on our cable, which is nice. I like it. So I'm recording it each week. And this one I'm not deleting because I want to watch the
entire
season.
I left it too.
Yeah. So
I did delete Will and Grace, though.
Oh, I haven't been watching Will and Grace. Is it new? Is the new Will and Grace?
Yeah, well, it's like the final season, but mm-hmm. like of the revival that they did.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, Demi Lovato was on it, and I could have gone that whole episode without seeing her.
Interesting.
Which I normally love her, but I was like, this is just not funny. Maybe it was my sad.
Maybe
I just
was your
didn't
sad.
Think anything was funny this week.
Yeah, this week was a rough one for me emotionally, too. I think there was some planet in retrograde or something.
No, I looked it up. It told me I had to be bummed out about something else. It's like the rudest internet article I've ever seen. I typed in, is Mercury in retrograde? And it told me, no, something else must be bumming you out. Figure out what that is. Do you know how rude that was?
Yeah, I can see how that could
And
be
then I tried
rude.
To share it with you and Katie, and the picture wouldn't go through because my office is a dead zone. Good because I'm not supposed to be texting at work. But,
oh yeah, if the girls in your office knew.
Well, you know, I'm a rule breaker.
Yeah, right. I'm a rule follower.
Okay.
What? It's so true. Practically a saint, this girl right here.
No, that's absolutely a lie.
No, it's not. We could do that Maury Povich thing, and he would be like, this is the truth. Have you ever watched that show, Maury Povich? They always do, like, paternity tests.
I thought it was just called The Maury Show.
Oh, maybe. But Povich is his last name.
Oh, I had no idea. It just was like... The angry paternity show?
Yes.
Those camera people are getting a workout in every time. Like when they're chasing people through the studio. I just need to know, like, do they say?
Like, oh, I'm sure they
do. When they're like, hey, the test result's going to come back. And if you're not happy, just go running.
Yep, for sure. And it's either one or the other. The dad or the mom is going to take off or start swinging.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no.
That's pretty funny.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
Yesterday on Twitter, I think it was Dale, retweeted Trading Spaces where the lady was so pissed. She, like, was like, we're redesigning this whole thing. And then I was, like, in the comments, like, watching everything else, waiting to see if it was going to be that heinous yellow kitchen. And it didn't pop up, but there was the girl... I kind of vaguely remember this episode where they put the brown tiles, like, all over her living room.
Oh, yeah.
Got so upset, she walked out crying. And Paige, man. Like, didn't know what to do. She was like, can we salvage this at all? They reupholstered her stuff in denim. Yeah. And then they put brown tiles on the wall and thought she was going to love that.
A denim couch is so 1980.
I don't trust anybody enough to do Trading Spaces.
Oh, yeah. I don't think I would either.
Actually, Allison, I could probably trust.
Yeah, probably. But yeah, that yellow kitchen, like, scarred me for life. And I know. My kitchen is yellow. But thank God I don't have a yellow farm sink. That was the worst.
Yeah.
That was so
funny. I forgot about Trading Spaces, actually, like, completely until I saw that tweet. And I was like, oh.
Oh, man, I follow Genevieve on everything. The Gram, Twitter, all of it.
The Gram? Is that what you call it?
Isn't that what Instagram's called? The Gram?
No, you don't get to call it the Gram.
Why not?
Because you're a mom.
Yeah, but I'm the cool mom.
Oh, boy.
Remember? I've got the cup to prove it.
That's true.
I have that mug at work. Uh-huh. And when people come, we don't have styrofoam cups and lids or anything. And so people will be like, oh, I didn't bring a mug. You know, visitors, like directors and stuff that come to visit my location. And I'm always like, I've got this one.
I have one that says, awkward is my specialty.
Oh, I like that. Oh,
thank you.
Yeah.
It's pretty accurate.
I don't think so.
I almost let Katie borrow it the other day, but I was afraid I wouldn't get it back.
Probably.
Much like everything else. Oh, and my scrunchie. Do you have that?
I know. I thought about it, but it's like literally on my lamp. I'm sorry. I put it there for safekeeping. So that was probably my favorite part of the week. That exchange with you guys with that scrunchie. You guys are hilarious. So, last Sunday. Mm-hmm. Today's the 12th. Last Sunday was the 5th. Was single Sunday. I don't think that January 5th matters. I think that it's the first Sunday of the year.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's talk about single Sunday and what it's all about.
Okay. So single Sunday is the first Sunday of the year. And, like, I can't remember who did the research, but they did the research and figured out that the first Sunday of the year is the number one day for dating sites, apps, whatever. And people will, like, download it at, like, 7, and then the highest point of the night is, like, 9 o'clock at night when people are all about, like, matching and finding someone. I don't know if it's because they're, like, made some New Year's resolution that they're going to date or they're going to find the person of their dreams this year or whatever it is, made some deal with the devil. I don't know. But they are, like, that is the number one day of the whole year.
So, did you go on single Sunday and go on to Hinge? You know, or
like, I thought about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, because Hinge is my new favorite. Hinge is my favorite because you can just look at the people that have already liked you.
I like that.
Yeah, and it's not such a big waste of my time.
Yeah, no, I really like that.
Because I like to know that you already like me. I don't want to have to be like, oh, well, he's cute, and then never see that profile again. So, I love it. The one thing that bothers me about Hinge is that every guy is competitive about everything. Like, one of the questions is, like, what are you most competitive about? And, like, literally every dude will answer everything. I'm competitive about everything. I should screenshot all of them, make like a collage about it, because everybody's competitive about everything. It just, really? Are you though? But
I'm fairly competitive, but I wouldn't say I'm competitive about everything.
Yeah. I mean, me too, but yeah. Yeah. That just wouldn't be, I don't know. It just, it's like the one question universally answered by like almost every dude.
So do you think that people go on a lot of first dates in January too?
I think so. I think last year I went on like 10 first dates.
How'd that work out for you?
I didn't go on any second dates with any of them. Hey, but I got some free dinner, so, you know.
Yeah. I mean, that's the way to look at it.
Man. And I met some really cool people, just not people that I would continue to go out with, I think.
Have you continued to be friends with any of them?
No. No, I haven't. This is where we're different. I am not a friends with you after kind of person.
Hey. I think that it's going successfully. This is my first friends with you.
No.
After the breakup.
No, you can't do it. I'm going to put it on a poll on Facebook. Can you be friends with somebody after you break up? The answer is no.
Well, what about if there's like a time lapse? Like, what if you give it a couple months?
No.
And then revisit it?
No.
No?
Also, you didn't do that.
I know I didn't. I know I didn't do that. But so New Year's Eve, when I was out with Anna and Ashley visiting Henry the Archer, which seems to be a New Year's Eve tradition for me now. Uh-huh. The guy that Anna they used to date, and he says that he's friends with every one of his exes, but he waits like a couple months, and then he goes, hey.
No, you're having your cake and you're eating it too.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Well, they're just friends now, though.
No, okay, just friends. Lots of people are just friends that are more than friends.
But, I mean, if you're able to keep it strictly platonic.
Can you?
I mean, I can. No, I have.
I don't think so. You have.
Yeah.
There's another person in this situation.
First off, I know you would kill me.
I would. Let's just put that out there for all of the world to know. But I will murder you.
So I posted on Facebook about this single Sunday. And I'm trying to pull it up, but dang, I post a lot.
You really
Facebook.
Do. Number one. Number two, I can sum up what
Go
people
ahead,
said.
Sum up.
There was a lot of angry people on your Facebook. And I know that you love to stir the pot on Facebook.
Who, me?
You love it. But let me tell you that I was just not anticipating all this man hate on your on your Facebook. And like, I appreciated the people who were like, well, I met my significant other on an app and it worked fine for us. Like, that's cute and fine. But those were some gems in the... What is the phrase? Diamonds in the rough.
Gems in the ground.
Yeah, whatever. Gem in the holograms with your friends. Okay. I love that. Like, those were like few and far between, besides all these people who are like, I hate online dating. I hate it. It just is a waste of time and blah, 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 blah. And it never comes from anything. And you might want to take a look inside of yourself if that is what's happening to you.
But I did ask people, is this something that you find if you are online dating? Are you finding an increase at the beginning of the year in...
I don't think anybody actually answered that question.
Brandon, my coworker Brandon did. He said that he has found an increase in people liking him on Facebook dating. Have you tried Facebook dating?
Oh, absolutely not. I will not do it.
Why not?
Because it freaks me out, number one. Number two, I don't want Facebook to know that about me. Although it's probably heard me 17 times now, so
it'll start advertising for you.
But there's like a weird thing where you can like your friend, and but it's not like liking your friend, and there's like a different phrase for it.
I think you're
also
pretty cute.
I'm afraid that there's only like 45-year-old men on Facebook dating, so I will not.
Have you seen that meme with the men over 40 and their profile pics, and it's all the cats that are like super close up on their faces? It looks just like 40-year-old men on dating apps. Not that I know anything about 40-year-old men on dating apps.
Did you ever open Bumble again?
I never opened Bumble again. I actually deleted it.
Mom, I worked so hard on that for you.
You did a good job.
You deleted it?
Yeah, I mean, you know, if I'm ever in a place where I want to date anyone, I'll pull it back up.
You know, because you're just friends with everybody.
Well, look. It's where I want to be right now.
That's fine. Yeah. So I don't know. I thought about getting on for Single Sunday. Mm-hmm. And I think I thought about it all night. But also I was devastated on Sunday. So
Why were you devastated? Oh, do you want to talk about it? I mean, we can.
We can talk about it.
Okay, go ahead.
I was just still very upset about the Patriots losing
the night before.
On Saturday night. I was like literally wanting to wear black on Sunday. I don't know what to do. I haven't been in this experience in like 10 years.
I loved your tweet. Is this how Cowboys fans feel every year?
I mean, like the hype up and then just the devastating loss. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. So I wasn't really in the mood to talk to anybody, especially the number of Cowboys fans that are all over dating apps.
Dating apps.
And the number one thing that they say to me is like, oh, you like football? What team do you like? Do you just like the Patriots because you like Tom Brady?
I love the story of why you love the Patriots.
I will reach through this phone and kick your ass if you ask me if I only like the Patriots because of Tom Brady.
I remember the first time somebody asked me that question. I was like, who? Like, it didn't even click with me that you would like the Patriots because of Tom Brady.
Yeah. And let's be honest, when he was drafted, he was not that cute. No. He's gotten much hotter with age.
Most men do. No joke.
Interesting.
Your dad in particular has gotten better looking as he's gotten older. I mean, he's cute.
Yeah.
Always, obviously. I wouldn't have married an ugly man. Yeah. But
and me, Brian, and Katie are just
right,
practically perfect in every way.
Like Mary Poppins. But yeah, no, he has just gotten cuter as he's gotten older.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm offended. How dare you ask me if that's why I like them? Number one, I like winning. Let's be clear. I'm competitive. I like winning.
I know you like this to taste the tears of your vanquished foes. Like, what was that phrase?
Enemies. It's just enemies. I appreciate it.
Somebody asked me how I keep my hair so red. I wash it every night in the blood of my enemies.
Oh, boy. You don't even wash it once a week.
I do wash it once a week. Maybe even more than that.
My hairstylist was telling me that she has a client who washes it once in the 3 weeks between when she comes to see her.
Wow.
Yeah.
So is it like dry shampoo is her hero? Or
I have no idea. I couldn't get past the fact that you're only washing your hair once in 3 weeks.
Yeah, no, I don't think I could do that.
No.
I mean, I don't like to wash my hair. I don't even like to shower. Let's be honest.
That's disgusting.
Well, it's bad for your skin, and I've got dry enough skin to begin with. So every other day for a shower is good enough for me. Geez. Not good for you?
I don't think. No. No.
That face was pretty great. Yeah, and wash my hair every, I don't know, 6 days, 7 days.
Okay, we got to move on because I can't talk about this. I'm going to freak out.
All my coworkers freak out. That's probably one of the reasons why I do it. Just to freak them out.
That's what I said. You enjoy stirring the pot on Facebook.
What pot? Just kidding. I do enjoy stirring the pot, especially with my cousin. Oh, she's the best.
The best day of my life was when Katie realized you were related to her. Katie's about to like fight Maria and...
And she was like, we're related to this lady? Sorry, Katie.
No, Katie just says only you. Only you're related to her.
Oh, I mean, you know, second cousins.
Those are just people we know.
You can remove them. Yeah. Just people you know. So did you watch any other trash TV? That is my total guilty pleasure, y'all. Like, my work is pretty stressful, strenuous, especially coming back after the new year.
It must have been very hard for you to have all that time off.
Well, having the time off was fantastic, but coming back was... Yeah.
No, I know. I get it.
Man, it's like having heart palpitations. I came in and worked like 5 hours on a Sunday. It was rough, but I mean...
Trashy TV is the outlet.
It's so true.
It makes me feel better about my life.
It really does. When I'm feeling really bad about my life, I watch Hoarders.
Oh, no. I can't watch that. I can't watch Hoarders. Oh, this is on the list of things that freak me out. Like that Dr. Pimple Popper show. I couldn't talk about this.
No.
It's so disgusting to me.
Yeah.
Which is kind of shocking that I can watch Botched.
Oh, yeah. How do you watch Botched?
Well, mostly through my fingers, but.
So I watch scary movies.
I just don't watch those. But like if Botched gets too crazy, I have to just like hit the last button and go to whatever I was
watching
before that. But Dr. Pimple Popper cannot handle. And people talk about that Dr. Miami thing on Snapchat. You wouldn't know because you're not allowed to have Snapchat. But
I'm gonna get a Snapchat.
Stop it. No, you are not.
Yes, I am.
There's a Dr. Miami who literally, like, he shows, like, every step of the plastic surgery that he's doing. Mostly he does butts. So he's just, like, in there with, like, the...
Okay,
the
big, that could be
big needle, like, making this butt look bigger. No, it's like watching a meat tenderizer.
So, well, what's he doing to make the butt look bigger?
I don't know. Inserting fat or lipo.
Oh.
Wait, is it lipo?
Well, okay, but then how does he shape it? Like,
I can't the muscle watch shapes it. I can't watch it. It's right. too disgusting
I
to
guess
me.
I don't need to ask that question then.
I watched an episode of Botched where Dr. Heather Dubrow's husband.
Dr. Dubrow?
Is that his name?
Yeah, that's his name.
I don't know. Some people change their names and some people don't. Anyways, he literally stuck his hand up under this girl's butt
implant.
Yeah. He could stick his hand up in there because it had been put in so terribly wrong.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, that's terrible.
Oh, yeah. That's why I've been reconsidering a boob job, because I'm scared of all the things that could go wrong.
Seriously. Your boobs are great. I love them.
Thanks. But it's this push-up bra.
Oh, nice.
Thank you.
Seriously. Those things are the best, man.
But.
Back to Dr. Pimple Popper.
Yeah, I can't handle it.
I can't either. Can't.
And the clickbait sometimes gets me. Like, sometimes I want to know. But there was this one the other day. It was like, Dr. Pimple Popper just removed fish bait from somebody's neck. And Eve. I'm like. Like, I'm gonna freak out.
Fish bait?
Yeah, that's disgusting. I don't really know what fish bait looks like. I don't engage in that activity.
It sounds like a worm.
I don't know if it was a worm or, like, you know those ones that are, like...
Oh, yeah, how do I describe that? Thingies.
Yeah,
what are,
like,
those jingle thingies called?
They kind of look like a jellyfish. I don't know. Imagine that coming out of your neck.
I would freak the F out. I was trying to think of things that, like, really freak me out, but I think the main thing I can't handle is, like, people's teeth. Like, I have a hard time, and it's like I focus on their teeth, and I feel bad. And if they're bad teeth, I'm sorry, but I can't be your friend because I'm that shallow.
No, you won't not be their friend. You just won't be as good a friend as you might have been.
They won't be my best friend.
Yeah, so, you know.
But I think that's it.
Good news for all your best friends. They have great teeth.
They have great teeth. It's so true. I know. I was, like, trying to think if there's anybody in my life whose teeth I'm like, ugh. But no, there's not.
Well, that's good, because we probably shouldn't blast people like that. I blasted somebody on a podcast once, and I'm still living with that decision. So
it's affecting this podcast, actually.
Is it?
No, it's not.
I was like, I don't think it was that important of a person.
No, but when I was talking about having musicians come on, I was talking with another musician, and they brought him
Oh,
up.
Yeah. And I was like no.
Sorry.
There are some people I'm morally opposed to. Or... Just other opposed to.
Morally opposed is such a strong word.
Oh, it's my new favorite
phrase. A strong
phrasing. It's
my
new favorite. Because if you say you're morally opposed to something, people, like, stop what they're doing.
They do.
And you will not have to talk about that discussion anymore.
Yeah, it shuts it down, for
sure. Except for today when I was telling Brian and Katie that I don't like Jake Gyllenhaal. And they both looked at me like I had committed some kind of sin.
As I am looking at you now?
Yeah. And I was like, I don't know, I'm just morally opposed to him. And that did not work for Brian and Katie. Brian was like, if he was good enough for Heath Ledger to have an affair with, he's good enough for you.
So for those of you that are just getting to know Ivy, Brian is her brother.
Oh, yeah.
And Katie is her sister. And
like, Allison's my best friend.
Yeah.
I think I've mentioned her like 3 or 4 times.
Yeah.
She's my best friend since we were like sophomores in high school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the good mom that I am, I had them all within 5 years. So they are close.
Yeah.
I've had friends who say, are they really as close as you make them look on social media? And honest to God, they are. So today they went to sibling brunch. I wasn't hurt that I wasn't invited or anything.
Oh, boy. We already have a once a month mandatory event with you.
Yeah. Mandatory Metallica. It is so much fun.
Anyway. Yeah. They both, like, that didn't stop them. It's the first time. Since I've recently begun saying I'm morally opposed to things, that did not work for me.
I just don't understand how you cannot like Jake Gyllenhaal. Like,
he has a weird face.
What?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Uh-huh.
His face?
Yeah.
Huh. I don't know. I think it's
the beard. I don't like beards. We've had this discussion. You love them. I don't.
How is this possible that you don't
like facial beards? Hair to the things that I don't like.
I like digging my fingers in. Like, honestly.
No.
It's so great. I mean, like, I'll walk up to perfect strangers and just, like, start talking to them.
That's horrifying.
So I can touch their beard.
Stop. Don't do that.
Why?
First of all, that's their face. You don't know what has fallen in there, what kind of self skincare they're taking care of, which I'm about these days, skincare. You don't know what kind of. No.
That's all right.
I'm so stressed by this.
There's only one beard I like to touch right now, anyway.
Jeffrey Lord.
I do like Jeff Lord's beard. It's pretty great.
It's weird for me to say his whole name.
Oh, yeah.
Because I just call him the Lord. I know. And so it's weird to say the whole thing. But I can't call him Jeff because that's even weirder to me. So it's either Jeffrey Lord or the Lord.
There's no in between?
No.
What about Joe Tacky? How do you do with him?
Joe Tacky.
Always Joe Tacky.
Always Joe Tacky.
Huh.
And that's... always Rebecca Elizabeth.
Really?
And always Sammy Kidd.
Huh.
But just Chase.
I like that. As we go back to me motor scooter talk.
It's my favorite people.
If you haven't listened to me motor scooter, check out Gutter Boy Blues. It's a good one.
That's a good one.
I like it a lot. So back to New Year's resolutions. Did you come up with any?
No.
Oh, are you morally opposed to New Year's resolutions
as
well?
Yeah, I am. What? I've decided. No, here's the thing that I have an issue with New Year's resolutions about. Mm-hmm. I don't want to feel bad about myself at the end of the year because the New Year's resolution didn't happen.
Oh.
So, not that I normally, like, sit around feeling bad for myself because that's not a thing.
Right.
But I don't want to feel like I failed at something because of that I can't do. I'm a perfectionist and I need to not have. I'm so type A that it's a disaster. So
how did this happen? Is your dad type A too?
I would probably say yes.
Huh.
Also, you're a little different than you were when I was growing up. So. But I'm like so.
Driven.
Yeah, I can't have it. So if I say, I'm going to do this thing in 2020 and it doesn't happen, like that's going to sit with me for the next several years of my life while I try to fall asleep. So.
Or while you're in the shower thinking about life.
Yeah.
So I don't really do New Year's resolutions either, but I do come up with things like that I would like to do during the year.
Okay. Tell
and, me. And then I do set goals for like the month. So in January.
Okay, that's a good idea. I like that.
So in January, I'm trying to walk more. So on each of my breaks, I'm taking a walk. I'm doing a walk and talk, which is a lot of fun. Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
And then drinking more water because I usually go with coffee and alcohol. So water is a good one to add into that mix.
I saw this thing on Facebook the other day that said, when I was little, I thought coffee was an adult drink.
Mm-hmm.
And then it said something about, then I got older and realized alcohol was the adult drink. And then I became an adult and realized water is the adult drink.
Seriously. No, because you have to, like, make the time to drink water.
Yeah, I almost bought a really cute water bottle that told me, like, when to drink it all day long.
Oh, yeah?
It's, like, 8 to 12 down one side. And then it says, like, refill. And then it's, like, 1 to, I don't know what time it ends at on the other side. And then you're supposed to just, like, drink that all day long. I dated a guy who literally carried a gallon of water around with him everywhere.
No. That wasn't a deal breaker for you?
Well, not outside the house. Like, he wouldn't take it out with us.
Uh-huh.
But it was a little bit concerning. One time he left it at my house and I didn't know what to do because I wanted to throw it away. But I didn't also want him to be, like, distraught over this $1 gallon of water.
Wow.
So I was like, I don't know what to do. Next time he came over, like, the second he walked in the house, I was like, here's your gallon of water. Please do something with it. Because I can't.
I can't keep looking. Like, carry it around like a baby? Like,
I mean, yeah.
What a lunatic.
Well, he's a personal trainer, and they're, like, crazy about the water drinking.
Yeah, I can see that. Also on my list of goals for January is to read a book because I got this great book for Christmas.
Yeah. Have you started it?
I have started it and I love it. So Ivy got me, put it in my stocking, a copy.
That's from Santa if it comes in your stocking.
Oh, sorry. Santa got me a new book for Christmas. The Mindhunter book. So it's a series on Netflix now, but the FBI agent and the guy, wrote...
Pause real quick.
Okay, pause.
The FBI agent is the prince guy in Frozen, and I did not know.
Really?
Kristoff? Kristoff is his name.
Huh.
Oh, touchdown.
Are you voting for the Chiefs?
Yeah.
not...
I don't support any Texas football? Athletics.
No.
Of any kind.
Not even the Mavs?
No. And I don't understand hockey, so that's out too. Oh, wait. I will go to Rangers games, but only when they're playing the Angels.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You do like to go to Rangers games when they're playing the Angels.
Yeah.
It's a pretty good one.
One time I went when they were playing the A's, and I didn't know what to do because I won't root for Oakland either.
And Bay Area teams, except for the 49ers.
Which we can't talk about because they're doing okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we can't jinx that in any kind of way.
So I've been kind of out of the loop with football a little bit lately, and I'm just getting back into it. But it just dawned on me the other day that Candlestick Park got torn down.
Oh, my gosh.
It has been years.
Where have you been?
It's been years. I don't know. I've just been living under a rock. So this book, Mindhunter,
oh, yeah, go ahead.
Is really good. And they did an intro because it's 20 years later. This book was written 20 years ago. And they're talking about, in the intro, about the arrests that have happened since the book came out, which was really interesting. And, like, I guess the Green River killer.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah. So that was one of the ones that was most terrifying for the actual FBI agent because he was in that guy's sights, you know?
Yeah.
And so it's been fascinating to read so far. And it's great. And I've been enjoying it.
You need to start listening to Crime Junkie.
Do I?
Oh, my gosh. You will learn so much about serial killers and these fascinating, like, stories about how... Let me tell you that the very first episode they did was two parts on my most favorite conspiracy theory.
The murder of Marilyn Monroe?
Okay. My second most favorite conspiracy theory.
Which is?
The Lacey Peterson story.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we were heavily invested in that story.
Yes.
For sure.
Katie doesn't really remember it, but Brian and I were, like, telling her about it when we... We're listening to it driving through the middle of nowhere, Texas.
Yeah.
And so they did a two-parter on it. And I don't think Scott did it.
You don't think Scott did it?
No, I'm with Dad. Scott did not do it.
Really? No, your dad has always said from the beginning Scott Peterson did not do it.
No, the facts don't check out.
I don't know.
Okay, you need to listen to it. Listen to the first two episodes where they discuss this and then tell me how he flipped a boat without flipping the whole thing over and getting her over the side.
Well, did you watch the special on it that was on
A&E?
On A&E, yes.
Of course I did.
And you still don't think Scott did it?
No, I don't think he did it.
Huh. Interesting.
There's a new show coming out tonight on HBO about a Stephen King book, The Outsider.
Never heard it.
I don't know. It's some gruesome murder, so I'll be watching it.
So it's like a...
There's something about it with...
What is that called when it's like fiction but like real too? Like... based on history? Like, I don't know.
No, it's a Stephen King novel.
But is it based in realness?
No.
Oh.
There's a supernatural element to it.
I mean. Okay.
I know. As I said it, I heard it, that you were going to be like, and? Is it still true crime? I need to know.
And I've got a ghost that lives in my guest room.
Katie says that's real life.
It is real life.
Yeah. That Teddy doesn't like him.
No, Teddy doesn't like him.
Teddy's the dog, by the way.
Yeah. Teddy's Katie's dog. He's a little pit bull mix. Hunter is my dog. My best friend.
Hunter is whose dog?
My dog.
Okay. Whatever.
He's lived with me the longest.
Okay. I can concede that part.
But he is the family dog. Chocolate Lab. He's the best dog. Best dog in the whole wide world.
Anyways, that show comes on tonight at 8, but there's also another football game on, so.
You're going to have to record one.
Well, HBO, you don't have to record. It's just right there.
On HBO Go?
Part of my Amazon subscription. I think it's called HBO Now. Now? But it's
HBO
more fun.
Now.
It's more fun to call it Hobogo. So.
Hobogo.
Yeah.
I like
Isn't
it.
Isn't that cute?
Yeah.
You can't say Hobo Now.
No, you can't. But you can say Hobogo pretty easily. Rolls off the tongue nicely. You
know, they rebranded it to HBO Now, which is dumb.
Lame.
I actually forgot I've been paying for HBO, so I should probably... I should probably either figure out what I am subscribed to pay for and or, like, remember to use that.
Yeah. So one of my goals for the year is to pay down my credit cards because I've got some money on them. Mm-hmm. You do a really good job of paying yours off every month. I'm very proud of you.
Thank you.
But paying them off, paying them down, and, you know, not overspending.
Oh, that's my biggest. So I think I spent like $700 this week.
This is the year of me being a baller on a budget. There are things I will spend money on.
How do you do that, though?
Well,
I need some pro tips for how to be a baller on a budget. So, number one, I don't have a budget.
That's probably number one. Make yourself a budget.
Hello.
And think about the things that you want to do. Like, so one of the things I want to do this year, on my list of, what is that? What's that list called?
Bucket list.
Bucket list. Yeah. Is to...
Or as I like... No, this is family friendly. A bucket list. Go ahead.
Okay. Is to visit places in Texas. Which, because, I mean, there's all sorts of, like, killer stuff to do in this state.
I know. Brian wants to go to some dinosaur cave.
Yeah.
In Austin.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That place is awesome.
Yeah. Brian wants to go there.
And Interspace Caverns is fun. There's all sorts. Like, there's this whole bat cave system that's all throughout that part of Texas. And so, like, I want to go camping out there and do that stuff. I want to go out to Big Bend. I want to go to Marfa. There's this state park called the Monahans, which is sand dunes, and you could go sand surfing.
I will have to see that to believe that. In Texas?
Oh, yeah. No, it's super cool. Like, check it out. Check out the state parks. TexasStateParks.org or whatever it's called.
Oh, see, I knew. When we went to Carlsbad Caverns, they were like, do you want to just pay? It was like $5 extra at that point for all the entrance fees I paid for us to get in.
Mm-hmm.
For you guys to have unlimited access to national parks for a year. And I was like,
yes.
No, we're not going to go to another one of those. And we should have. I know.
Yeah.
Okay, I like being outside approximately twice a year, and it's always at the beach. So.
This is true. I got her some socks for her stocking that I left in the bag. Didn't ever put them in her stocking. And they say.
Indoorsy.
Which is what she is. Because when we were talking about camping last year, she called me all excited because she got outdoorsy clothes.
Oh, yeah.
Those were her.
And I didn't even get to use those.
They were your exact words. Outdoorsy. I got outdoorsy stuff.
Yeah.
It was the best.
So the other thing that I have a hard time with. Oh, this should probably be on one of my, like, I'm not calling it a resolution. A to-do list for 2020.
Mm-hmm. That's a good idea.
Is stop trying to date guys that like to be outside.
That one's not for you?
No, but they're very cute boys that just love to be outside.
And yeah.
Can you love to be outside and I will be at home when you get back?
No, but here's what you do is you compromise.
Yeah, that's the compromise. You go and I'll stay home.
No, and you get one of those tents that's, you know, pretty well made and you have a little air conditioning unit in it because you don't like the heat when you're camping, right? That's the problem.
No,
and
the problem is there's no showers.
There's showers.
Not that I'm going to shower in.
Well, and then there's those cleaning cloths.
A cleaning cloth? You want me to use essentially a makeup wipe.
Basically.
And be outside.
Yes.
No.
Rub your pits. Rub your privates. You're good to go.
No. Are you? Absolutely
and
not.
And then there's rivers, lakes.
Dead you people are in lakes.
Biodegradable.
So I do not go there.
Are you kidding me? Dead people are in lakes?
Mom, I don't know if you've noticed, but I haven't been to a lake since I was about 15 years old. Because I am terrified. Number one, Grapevine Lake, where we used to frequent all the time, mm-hmm. is so murky that I would be afraid that I was, like, going to brush up against a body part. Also, I almost died there. So I was almost the dead person in the lake.
So this is a weird phobia of yours.
No, it's not a phobia. This is real life. People wash up in lakes all the time.
I don't think they do.
Yes, they do. Statistically speaking, I'll find the statistic.
I know rivers. I know the Trinity River is, like, notorious for dead people
being
in it.
Well, that's because people don't know how to swim.
Well, what? I thought they dumped dead bodies in there.
No, why would you dump them in the Trinity? That's a terrible place. It'll wash up immediately. No, the problem was, like, when I was a senior in college, people were dying in the, they don't understand currents in Texas.
Uh-huh.
And so they were like, you know, like a wave, you need to just let you go.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Okay, so.
You have to give in to the wave and you'll be fine.
Yeah, you'll pop up, I promise.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know what it's called. It's just where it says don't walk on the river. And people were doing it anyway. And then they were falling in and the current was pulling them under. And then they're fighting it instead of just letting it spit you back out. And they were dying like crazy.
Oh, that is crazy. So there's no places in Texas that you want to visit? I mean, there's places in Fort Worth. Like there's a bed and breakfast called the White House that I want to go to. Like,
isn't that on 8th?
Mm-hmm.
I drive by that all the time.
So much cool stuff to do in Texas. There's like abandoned movie sets that are out in the middle of the desert.
I want to ride the train in Palestine. Palestine? Palestine? How do you say that town?
I don't
Palestine?
Know. Palestine?
I don't know.
Maybe.
Anyways, there's a train, like a super old train. I want to ride that.
Like the Heber Creeper?
Yes.
Nice.
Oh, but cool. You can rent like the caboose and be all fancy schmancy, and that's what I want to do.
Nice. Whenever I think of caboose, I think of red versus blue. This idiot right here.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to ride with everybody else. I want to be in my own separate area.
Oh, my gosh. One of us is so bougie. And that person is not me. What other New Year's resolutions do I have? Oh, so yeah, the low buy, you know, kind of thing really helps with that resolution of not spending.
What's a low buy kind of
thing? So low buy is...
This is made up.
I don't think so.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so, but it is where you just kind of, what's the word? It's not like a no spend, but... You know, if
you only spend a little bit of money, you low buy everything.
Like if you've got highlighter, right?
Uh-huh.
Look at your cute face with the highlighter.
Thank you.
It's great.
It's some new one I got in my Ipsy bag.
Okay. So, but if you've got highlighter, you don't need to go get another highlighter. Use the highlighter that you've got. See that face that you're making?
But like, I told you it sounded made up.
But so, you know, like if I don't... You know, like I see I'm in a store and I'm like, oh, my gosh, that pair of jeans is so cute. I've already got like 5 pairs of jeans. I don't need another pair of jeans.
Oh.
So, you know, and I want to start filling up my house with plants. But rather than buying plants, I've got friends who have house plants that can propagate them, you know, like Lisa with her succulents. And then I can be gifted plants.
Oh.
Yeah.
And I then see.
Basically, just telling people you're a baller on a budget, they're usually pretty nice about it, you know?
Hmm.
Oh, I got you.
Oh my gosh, Brian paid for my lunch today and Katie paid for my Starbucks. I was shook.
Speaking of shook, did you watch Vanderpump Rules?
Of course I did.
Oh my gosh. So can I just say Lala Kent? Holy crap.
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
She looks amazing.
And so nice.
Oh yeah. I think stopping drinking has really made an impact on her.
Yeah, and they moved to Utah.
No, they didn't.
Well, that's like kind of home base-ish. And she just comes to L.A. when she needs to.
What? That house that they're renovating is in Utah?
I believe so, but I could be totally wrong. But I think getting out of L.A. really helped her.
Well, I know she said not stopping drinking, like being sober.
Yeah. Being sober is for the birds. Just kidding. Oh, it's a good idea. I like it.
Anyways, yes. And Kristen, psycho.
Yeah. What's up with that?
I don't know. About to be the situation you're in, though.
I don't think so. It's not going to happen.
Okay.
And I do like that Stassi's calling everybody out on their houses all being the same. That cracked me up. Man, I love Vanderpump Rules.
It's such a good show.
It really is.
I don't know how I feel about the new people, though. I don't deal with change well.
Really?
This episode is going to be all things that Ivy can't handle.
I wonder how I can tell how long we've been recording on here. I don't know.
Can that get edited out?
No.
Oh.
I think it's fine.
I think it should be.
So, but... One other thing that I wanted to talk about was to do like a little music minute.
Yeah.
I think this should be a thing. Okay. So I think this should be a thing. So we'll do a music minute, hopefully every episode.
Okay.
And just talk about the shows that we've been to and the shows that are coming up.
Okay.
So which shows have you been to lately? I know you've been out with Katie.
Water parks. We went to water parks right before Christmas, and which is my favorite national band. Wait, is that what you guys refer to them as? National bands?
Yes, national bands. And they're
my favorite national band out of Houston.
Houston.
They're great.
And the lead singer is called?
Austin. Is his name. Austin Knight.
Which makes me giggle. And his Twitter, oh, Austin's he's Twitter funny. Is fantastic.
Yeah.
I love it. I love all of your Twitter friends, though, really.
My Twitter is top secret, so do not come find me. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram and stay away from my Twitter. I'll block all of you. No, yeah, Austin's great. So they came the 23rd, I think. It was like, no, 22nd, 21st. I don't know. It was right before Christmas. And that is one of my favorite bands to go see because their production is just... Like, Austin wanted this tour to just be, like, a huge production. Mm-hmm. So, it really was a big thing.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. And I bought a shirt with Katie that I've never seen again, actually, now that I think about it.
Oh, really? What does it say on it? Is it black on black?
No, it's a white sweater, and it has, like, a picture of them on it.
Oh, okay. I found this really cute black on black one, and I can't remember what it said, but it made me crack up because it was a very Katie
phrase.
Oh,
is it sad as fuck?
Yes, that's the one.
That's from Emo Night. And it's black on black. So you have to, like, really look at it to see it. But, yeah, that's from when we went to Emo Night.
Oh, that's awesome.
Emo Night's coming up next weekend. Oh, maybe it was last night.
They did do an Emo Night last night. Not Emo Night, but it was, hold on, let me tell you what it was actually called. What day are we on?
I don't know, like the 11th or 12th. Emo Night's usually like the first weekend of the month in Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
they called it the Dark Side.
Oh, cute.
At Mass. So it was emo, goth, like old industrial.
Oh, no. I'm more of a pop punk kind of girl. But Emo
Night. You don't say.
Emo Night plays like the good stuff. Like, My Chemical Romance and Panic at the Disco. Like, all the songs that I, like, loved in high school.
So it's a DJ? It's not bands?
Oh, no, it's a DJ. Oh, okay. I mean, they do have bands. Mm-hmm. So usually it's at, what's that place called?
Trees?
No.
The Prophet Bar?
The Prophet Bar is the other side. And then there's, it used to be called The Door, but now it's something else.
It's not called The Door anymore?
I don't think so.
When you walked in, did you say, I got the door tour?
No.
I bet you did.
I don't think I did. Anyways, one time it was at the Bomb Factory, and that's the one that Austin was at.
Oh, that would be cool.
But they, like, bring in, like, especially in L.A., because Emo Night started in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
So, in L.A., they bring in, like Machine Gun Kelly and Travis Barker were there playing, like, a live set.
Whoa.
And they bring in, like, all these, like, guest DJs. So they did it one night in Dallas at the Bomb Factory. Mm-hmm. And they had, like, Austin was a guest DJ, except instead of guest DJing, he just read the first chapter of the Bible.
What?
And people were so mad. People were like, that purple-haired weirdo read the Bible and stopped us from partying. And they were like, I don't want to ever see him again. And Emo Night was like, we love Austin.
So the first chapter of the Bible, is it long?
Yeah, I don't really remember. I think he stopped reading it eventually. But he was like, it was freaking hilarious.
That is pretty funny.
And then he just played a bunch of water park songs. Like, most people don't play their own songs, but of course
he totally
did.
Would.
Right?
If it was me, yeah.
And Derek Steez from State Champs was there.
Oh,
He guest DJed as well. Anyway, so they do a lot of that.
That's cool.
But when it's, like, normal Emo Night in, like, mm-hmm. Dallas, we don't really get, like, the big people.
Mm-hmm.
The dude from Forever the Sickest Kids was there, though, the other night. Anyways.
So people who know pop punk will know that. And emo. They'll know those words.
Yeah, they'll know those words.
Forever the Sickest Kids.
Yeah.
They mean sick, like, as in cool? Or sick as in, like, ill?
I don't know.
And ill.
I really only know, like, one song.
Oh, okay.
By them. I've seen them at... Did they play Warped Tour? South by So What? One of those? Anyways. I was like, wow. 10 years ago, you guys were a different band.
Speaking of 10 years ago.
Uh-huh.
Last night, I was able to go to Gas Monkey Bar and Grill to see The Untouchables, which you may not even be super familiar with because they stopped touring 20 years ago and have started, they're doing this 40th anniversary tour, and they were my introduction to ska music. So Uncle Evan and Uncle Mike brought home the Free Yourself first cassette. It was on cassette. And I fell in love with, first off, this music, secondly, the band. And so last night they played at Gas Monkey, The Untouchables, with a band called Boss Riot, which is based out of Dallas, and another band.
Was it at Gas Monkey or was it at Gas Monkey Live?
It was at Bar and Grill, the smaller mm-hmm. one. So it was great. The only original band member is Jerry, who was the lead singer, but he did a great job. I mean, like, literally every time a song would start, I would start screaming, and then I would start dancing, and then I would start singing, and it was like the best night of my life.
I went to a 40th anniversary show.
For who?
What's that band you and Dad like?
Depeche Mode?
No, I did not go to that. Oh my gosh. He sings Ring of Fire.
Oh.
Yeah, Suicide. No.
No. Oh, my gosh. It was on the tip of my tongue. Dang it. And they did Sick Boys?
Yes.
Yeah.
Who is that band? I went with Dad. He just called me and said, can you meet me at the Toyota Music Factory? And I was like, sure. It was like after work one day, I was literally falling asleep.
I totally cannot believe that I can't remember the name of the band. Now I have to look it up. Sorry, I'm hitting the microphone stand, everybody. But last night, it was so good. I had such a good time. They sang all of my favorite songs.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. And I
love when you get to hear all the ones that you like.
Yeah, for sure.
Especially on a like an anniversary tour.
Yeah.
Like bands that you haven't heard in a while.
Yeah. And then they brought Vicky up, the lead singer for Boss Riot. And she sang What's Gone Wrong, which is one of my favorites besides Bandingo. But then they closed out the show with Free Yourself, Wild Child, and Stepping Stone in that order. And it was, I lost my mind every song. It was such a good time. It was great. I had so much fun. So, okay.
Did you figure out who that band was that
no.
I saw?
I can totally see the cover of the album, too. Well, people are probably yelling at their phones or their whatever they're listening to.
I could tell you who they were touring with. Flogging Molly. And insert this band that I cannot remember to save my life. Hold on, let me look it up.
I did pull up my Google so that I could look it up, but... And then I'm going to be like, I'm going to hit myself.
My friends are always like, are you at another concert? Are you at another show? I'm like,
as you yeah, should be.
That's what I like to do with my time. Listen to live music. It's the best. It's good for your soul.
Yeah. Let's see. What's the name of the band? Not the Chainsmokers. I do like them.
Oh, they've got some good new songs. They just did one with Blink-182.
Really?
Which we know I'm a big fan of any Blink-182. Yeah. Anything.
Social Distortion.
Oh, yeah, that's them. So it's Flogging Molly and Social Distortion, but it's Social Distortion's 40th anniversary tour.
Nice.
That dude has done some drugs in his life.
Oh, yeah, did he look like 90 in drug years?
Yeah, he was looking up there. He sounds exactly the same when he's singing. Like, that part hasn't gotten to him, but
whew. That was like with Jerry last night. He's, I don't know, probably in his 50s, maybe close to pushing 60. Mm-hmm. Maybe even early 60s, I don't know, but he could hardly move. And I was like kind of heartbroken about it, but he sounded so good and he was having such a good time. And it was awesome. It was so great. I called Uncle Evan. So the Untouchables also is the first concert I ever went to that I wanted to go to with Uncle Evan and Uncle Mike.
How many concerts do you think you went to that you didn't want to go to?
As a little kid?
Yeah.
Probably a lot.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, Grandma and Grandpa would take us. They wanted to make sure we had music and art and outside. So we did a lot of that. But anyway, it was just great. It was one of the best nights of my life. And I'm so stoked I got to go and do that.
You would put that in one of the best nights of your whole life.
One of the best nights of my whole life.
Wow.
Yeah. It was awesome. It was so good.
Yeah.
It was everything I could have possibly hoped for. It was fantastic. So
what's coming up?
So what's coming up this week? We've got lots of good shows coming up around Fort Worth this weekend. So Friday night at the Moon Bar is
that the one that just reopened?
Yeah.
Okay.
RTB2. And it opened up in where Americado is.
Right.
Yeah.
I think your phone just got too close to the microphone.
You think so?
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on there. Sorry, everybody. But RTB2, the Taylor Young Band, Jacob Fur Band are all playing. That's great singer-songwriters there. Ting Ting Tina, Driving Slow Motion, The Straits, and Hello Shannon are playing at, let me see, because this is a show I want to go to. Oh, they're playing at Mass. No wonder I want to go. And then Docs Records is doing its local showcase during the day on Saturday. Mm-hmm. And like Fantomello and a bunch of bands that are along that genre are going to be there. And Lola's has a show coming up on Saturday. It's called Stay Warm, Go to a Show.
Oh, Josh and the Jet Noise are playing that.
Josh and the Jet Noise are playing, and Chancey and Cherry Mantis and Sunny Disposition. So I will be at Lola's for sure on Saturday night. And then Sunday night is a revisit of a show I went to a few months ago. It is White Denim and Son of Stan at Mass. And that should be super fun. And I took off Monday the 20th so that I could stay out late that night and not have to go home early.
Wow.
Actually, I have time.
I have time. Day off of work to around a music schedule. I'm here for that kind of dedication.
Thank you. But I had time off to use. I have to use it within a certain amount of time or else it like.
Oh, yeah. I have like a whole week to use before March.
Yeah. Before March.
That's on my 2020 list.
Is use your time off?
Use all my PTO.
Seriously, use it.
I've got like six weeks. We're going to Spain, though.
I've got five. Who's we?
Me, Brian, Daddy. I think my uncle's meeting us there.
Nice. So my Christmas gift to myself. Okay, let's be honest. I bought myself a lot of Christmas gifts this year, but is to get a passport. So I went to the passport office.
Oh, passport. I heard passport.
Oh, no.
And I was like, what?
So I could go fishing?
Passport. Have you lost your mind?
Passport.
Okay, you went and got a passport. Good for you. I've got some stickers in mind, some stamps in mind.
So, because I do have people that are like, hey, can you come to, you know, what? I mean, even on a cruise. And I'm always like, oh, I don't have a passport. So, but now I could be like, yeah, but I don't have the money.
Oh, I have the passport, but now I just don't have the PTO or the money. But I've got
on a budget.
I could go.
I've got the PTO.
Oh, yeah.
So, but I am planning on using a lot of that PTO to do a lot of this little bucket list for 2020 and go visit spots in Texas that I wanted to see. And so use up my state park pass.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's all kinds of cool stuff. There's piney woods. There's swamps. Why are you making that face? There's Airbnbs and bed and breakfasts and stuff. I also want to visit Fredericksburg and go on a wine tour. Wouldn't that be fun?
That'd be cute.
Because I know I like wine, but I don't know how to tell what kind of wine I like.
Oh.
Besides
Malbec. You like your Skechers, but you don't love your Bronnebeck.
I knew as soon as I said it, because I said it in that tone, that's where we were going. So, yeah. And then coming up like the next weekend... is some good stuff too. There was something I was like really excited about. This is really weird. In my Facebook calendar, everybody's having pure romance parties the following week.
What's a pure romance party?
So pure romance is like a pyramid scheme, but with sex toys.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You've got some kinky friends.
I do have some kinky friends.
How many of your friends would you say are having pure romance parties?
At least two.
Okay, you said everybody.
Okay, well, I mean, it felt like a lot. So there. Oh, School of Rock is doing the Dreamy Life Happy Hour the next weekend, Saturday the 24th. Lost. And then, oh, this...
All of mine are... The Used is playing in Dallas on February 18th.
Nice.
Emo Night is at the Lizard Lounge this month, February 1st.
Nice.
Pop Punk Night is at Texas Live, which I've not been to yet. Have you been to Texas Live?
No, I haven't ever been to Texas Live.
I have a friend who's always by the ballpark, right?
Yeah,
I have a friend who's always wasted there, like literally every day.
I have a friend who's always wasted there too. Like, and then she got lost. She called an Uber and it dropped her off somewhere because she was too drunk. So then she was lost.
See, absolutely not. Oh, Motion City Soundtrack is going to be here.
Hey, but here's the important thing that's happening.
Okay,
not this coming weekend, but the next weekend.
Tell me.
Is Mind Spiders and the Kush at Main at Southside.
I don't know who Mind Spiders is, but I'm a fan of the Kush.
You should be a fan of Mind Spiders. They are so good and weird. So, and if anybody wants to hang out with us, we will be at those shows. Well, some of them.
Maybe all of them. We can't go to all of them. It's physically impossible. Unless we divide and conquer.
Well.
We choose our teams and go.
Pikachu, I choose you. But I think that's about it for our first episode.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I think let's wrap it up.
Let's kill it. Okay, so for the next episode of Fort Worth Famous, we are actually going to visit some Fort Worth Famous sites and talk about them.
Oh, yeah, because I got tickets to the art show.
Yes. the art show, meaning Renoir and his nudes at the Kimball.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty excited about that.
Did you hear about that girl who was selling her nudes and raised like $1 million for Australia?
Yes. What a fantastic idea. I mean, that's the way to earn the money, yeah. Right?
And she was on, David Spade was talking about it on his late night talk show.
David Spade has a late night talk show?
Oh, yeah. I've only seen clips, but it looks hilarious. And I woke up one night and it was on.
Sleeping on the couch, were you?
I have a messed up sleep schedule.
Awesome. All right. Well, I think that's about it.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's wrap this thing up.
How do we do that? We didn't discuss that.
No, we haven't discussed it. All right. Let's just say we're out of here.
Okay. Love you. Mean it.
Okay. Bye.